Gabi Dogim. It's also Muter Gabi Beitzim. Why is it Muter Gabi Dogim? Because assuming that the dog Tommy remained the last batch together with 59 other Dogim Teirim and the 59 at that stage. So at that moment, the 59 Dogim became Moser, but when you dump them into the Kare, which already has, let's say, 150 or 140 Dogim, so the 59 become Bottle Berov in the 140 Dogim Teirim in the Kare that were there on the Kare before. So the same thing should be true of Beitzim too, if the derech of people is to cook in one pot more than 120 Beitzim. But what do we say? No, the derech of people is to cook less than 120 Beitzim in one pot. So mainly 59, assuming that the maximum happened, and 59 Beitzim, let's say, remained in the last batch at the bottom of the derech, together with the Beitz Asur. So all the 59 Beitzim became Moser. Then, and all together you cooked how many? Let's say 110, not 120 Beitzim. So then you have only about 50 Beitzim in the Kare. So there is no Bittul Berov. So there is no Bittul Berov. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Baruch says that it's made there, that in case of Beitzim it is Oser. So why should Rabbi Shimshin say it's Muter? What does Rabbi Shimshin say? He says that Isure Berube Ise. What does it mean, Isure Berube Ise? So Monevshech. So that means that the Beitzo Ha'asuro was together with what? With the 59 Beitzim, altogether he cooked 120 Beitzim. 110 Beitzim. So the Beitz Ha'asuro was together with 59 Beitzim Mutori, so then they became Moser. So how can we say Isura Berube Ise? That's the Kashi of the Shach asks. You'll see it in the Shach. So the Primigodim gives a remarkable pshat. Now there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between a machlekes Rishenim in the bitl of Yovish B'Yovish. That is bottle Rov. What's the pshat of Rov? Now let's say if you have one chtiche, is mixed up with one chtiche of one kazayis, let's say of Isa, is mixed up with two kzeisim of Eta. So it's bottle Rov. Suppose you have two kzeisim of Isa, are mixed up with three kzeisim of Eta. Is there bitul b'rov or not? There is a machlekes Rishenim. The question is, does rov mean more, or rov means double? So the Shittim Kubetzes and Beitze, Tav Dalet, says that rov means more, not double, not careful, but more. In other words, if two gzeisim of Iser were mixed up with three gzeisim of Eter, so everything is muta. That is mentioned by the Shin Kubetzes in Beitze Dabdalet. It is mentioned in the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches. The two gzeisim of Viser were nisarif with three gzeisim of Eter. So there is bitul berov, even though there is no double. And it's also mentioned by the Shach in Simen Kuftes Siv Gibu. That rov doesn't mean careful, doesn't mean double, but just more. So two chtiches of Isra become bottle in three chtiches of Eter. And also the Beir Agro in Simin Kuftes says the same thing. And also the Mogen Avrom in Lechas Pesach in Sinen Tof Nun Hei Siftes Rov also says that bitul berov yovish biyovish means more, not careful, not double. However, the one Rishon who says it explicitly, that Yorov means careful, not just more, is the Teiras Adoro, in Teiras Abayis, by his Dalet Shar Beis. He says it explicitly. He says, in order to have Bittul Berov, so only if, let's say, if 20 Chtiches of Isa will be mixed up with 40 Chtiches of Eter, then there is Bittul Berov. But suppose a 20 chtiches of Isa will be mixed up with 21 chtiches of Eter, or even with 39 chtiches of Eter, there is no bit. In other words, Rov, according to the Rov, in Bais Dalet Shar Beis, means Kiv, double, not just no. Many Achenim Amidai from the Loshen Rambam, the Shir is Rambam, is like that, but in the Rambam it's not explicit. The Russian Rambam Perek this word Milchus Macholas Asures is Nofal Chilev Kloyes Lechilev Aliyah V'nimu Achake Limo Yochilev Aliyah Kishnayim Imo Yochilev Aliyah Kishnayim V'chilev Akloyes. In other words, because the Chilev Aliyah is Muta and Chilev Akloyes is Osa, so he says Imo Yochilev Aliyah Kishnayim, twice as much V'chilev Akloyes Ariyakum Mutvatir אפילו חתיכס נבלו שניסערבו בשתי חתיכה של שחוטו חקל מותמנתר. So he mentions כשני דוב, זה לא מדי, but it's not explicit, I mean it's not מוכח, it's not, why they are מדי, because if the Rambam שיטה had been that more, he shouldn't say אם הוא יוכל ועל יהיה כשניים בחיל וקלויס, he should say אם הוא יוכל ועל יהיה יסי המחיל וקלויס, not כשניים, כשניים means double, twice as many, so let me die. But anyway, in Rambam it's not so muchach, but the Roshite is definitely like that. The Roshite is definitely like that, and then the Marsho in Psochim, Anitesves, that Mendalit in Psochim, also appears like that, the Marsho Shite. Or anyway, but that's the Roshite. Now, so the Primigodim says that the Ramo and the Shach are Chilik and Dedi. The Ramo and the Shach are Chilik and Dedi. The Ramo says that according to Rabbi Nishim Sheshite, that Isura Berube Yise, that Isura Berube Yise, so then even Beitzim is Muda. And the Shach says no, that Beitzim would be Osea, even according to Rabbi Nishim Sheshite. Because we cannot say Isura Berube Yise. Because Monev Shach, why does Rabbi Neboruch Michalit between Beitzim and Dobi. So the Primogodim says, and that's also Mashma from the Michas Yaakov, the same thing, that the Shach is Lishitos. The reason is why the Shach says that even according to Rabbi Nishimshen, that we say Yisura Berube Yisem. So by Beitzim, it will still be Osa, because Beitzim, it's not a derech of people. It's not a derech of people to cook in bulk such great numbers. Only dogging is because the Shach Lishitose in Simen Kuftes, that Bitul Berov does not mean careful, it means more. So Memele, the Shach argues, Monefshach. Even according to Rabbi Nishimshen, so by Beitzim should be Osa. Because Rabbi Neboruch says that by Beitzim it is Osa, by dogging it is Muta. Why does Rabbi Neboruch say that by dogim it is mutea? Because assuming, now, Rabbi Neboruch does not agree with the shita that Isura Berube Yise. So we cannot presume that the dak tome fell out, was dumped at first and did not remain with the last batch. We cannot assume that. So we have to anticipate the possibility that the doctor may remain till the very end in the Shulei Hagdero with the last batch. And how much could there have been? What is the maximum that could have become Osea if the doctor may remained until the last moment with the last batch? 59 dogim. That's the maximum that could have become Osea. 60 dogim couldn't become Osea. So the maximum that could become Osea, assuming that the doctor may remain till the very end with the last batch, is 59 dogim. So Rabbi Boch says, 59 dogim, so Gabi dogim, even if we say that 59 dogim became osea, but then you cook a lot of dogim in the pot. So then when you pour the last batch into the kare, how many dogim do you have in the kare? 140 dogim. You have 140 dogim. So then when the 59 dogim are dropped into the kare, so the 59 become bottled in the 140. But by beitzim, you don't cook so many. You don't cook 200 beitzim in one pot. So how many beitzim can you cook? How many beitzim can you cook? Less than 120. Less than 120. So then there is monefshech in 59 remained in the last batch. So how much was dumped before the last batch was dumped? Less than 60. So there is no bitul berov. That's the svara of Rabbi Boch. So the Shach asks, so Mimele, the same thing should be true according to Rabbi Shimshon's Tam. So how can we say Isura Berubi Ise? So what do you say Isura Berubi Ise? So in other words, if we say Isura Berubi Ise, so if altogether you cooked 110 beitzim and 59 beitzim remained in the last batch in the Shulei Agdeiro till the very end, so how many remained? How many were dumped out before? 50. 50. Now, so if we say Isura Berubi Ise, so that means that the Beit Asura was together with the 59, the last batch. So then everything became Osea. So even according to Rabbi Shimshon, it should be Osea. How can the Ramo say that it's Muta? So the Primigod and Michas Yaakov say, no, the Shach is Lishitosi. Because he holds in Simen Kuftes that in order that the Aloha of Bitul Berov should take effect, all we need is more, not careful, not double. But the Ramo can agree with the Shita of the Ro. And the Shita Sarambam, many Achenim assume that the Shita Sarambam, that in order to have Bitul Berov, we must have double. So the practice of people is, you see, dogim, you can even cook 200 fishes in one pot. So Mashenkin Beitzin, you don't cook 180. 180 fish, 180 bait eggs in one pot, but over 120 eggs in one pot you can cook. Not 180, but 120 you can cook. So Mimele, it's possible, let's say, that he cooked, let's say, 130 eggs in one pot, and then he started to dump. Then he started to dump. I mean fishes, let's say. Fishes. So suppose he cooked, let's say, 121. He cooked 121. Now beitzim. So I mean, as far as fish is concerned, he can even cook 200 fishes in one pot. So suppose he cooked 200 fishes in one pot. Then, so we anticipate the maximum. What the chumrah? What's the maximum? That maybe together with the daktamei in the last batch remained 59 dogim. So all the 59 dogim became osa. So Rabbi Boch says, it doesn't matter. Even if the doktamei remained together with 59 dogim teirim in the last batch, and all the 59 became osa, but then when you dump the last batch into the kare, how many altogether? So the kare has already 141 dogim teirim, so the 59 dogim that became osa as a result of their contact alliterative with the doktamei become bottle berov in the 141. In the 141, because he cooked 200. Mashein kein beitzim, you don't cook such a number. I mean 200 beitzim in one pot. So the most you could cook is 121 beitzim. 122 beitzim, but not 200 beitzim. So if, let's say, some mele, suppose he cooked 122 beitzim in one pot, and then let's assume the maximum, that together with the beitz asur of 59 beitzim mutoris remained the last batch in the Shulei Agdeiro. So all the 59 beitzim became osa. But so that's the maximum. So then, if 59 beitzim, even if the maximum had happened, so 59 beitzim remained in the last batch. So how many do you have? How many do you have? Do you have left in the kare? You have over 60. So then, according to Rav Nishimshen, that we say beitzo that beitzo asur. Pirov nimtzo, so we don't have to anticipate. Maybe the Beitza Asura was together with the 59 the last batch. So we can assume that it was together with the 61 and 62 Beitzin that were dropped into the car at the very outset. So 59 Beitzin didn't even become osa. So didn't even become osa. Now, so then you ask, so why does Rabbi Baruch say? Rabbi Baruch say that in case of Beitzim it is Osea. The answer is Rabbi Baruch agrees with the sheet of the Ro, that in order to have Bittul Berov, we must have double. So Mele, if 59 Beitzim became Osea, so then how many remained in the Kare? 61. So 61 is not double. So if it had been the practice of people to cook at least 120 beitzim in one pot at the same time, then fine, then we could have double two. But it's not the practice of people to cook 180 beitzim in one pot. So the maximum number of beitzim that could you cook in a pot is 121, 122, let's say 130, let's say even 140, but not 180. So Mimele, suppose he cooked 130 beitzim. Suppose he cooked 130 beitzim in one pot. And then, so it's possible we have to anticipate. So according to Rabbi Shimshen, it is muta. Because assuming that the... So according to Rabbi Shimshen, it is muta. So we say, assuming that the maximum happened, that 59 beitzim remained in the last batch, but we don't have to anticipate the possibility that the Beitza Asur was together with the 59 in the last batch. So we have to say, if 59 was in the last batch, in the Shulei Agdeiro, so the Rov, so 62 was in the Kare. So we say Beitza Asur is Berube Ise. So according to Rabbi Shimshon, it's Muta. But Rabbi Baruch is Chilikan Rabbi Shimshon. And he holds, we don't say that Dvar Iser, Berube Iser. But in vis-a-vis dogim, where you cooked over 180 dogim in the same pot, so even though we have to anticipate the possibility that the Doctomy was together with the 59, but even if this happened, it still becomes Muta, because when he dumps the last batch of the 59, dogim into the 100 and into the 100 over 120 dogim mutorim that are in the kare, so there is a bit of rov, there is careful, but by beitzim you don't cook 180 beitzim in one pot. So the most you could cook is 130, 140. So suppose you cooked 140 beitzim, and let's say that 59 beitzim remained in the last batch together with the Beitza Asur. So all the 59 Beitzim became Osa. Then he dumps the 59 Beitzim into the Kare. How many? If all together there were 140. And 59 Beitzim, so became Osa. So it's 59 Beitzim. Then when you dump the 59 Beitzim into the Kare, how many Beitzim does the Kare have? Only 80 Beitzim. 80 is not double of 59. The double of 59 would be 118. So in Mele, there is no Bittul Berov, there is no Bittul Bekevul. But the Shach, as the Kah, is massing against the Taz, because the Shach Lishitosei, he paskens in Simen Kuftes that Bittul Berov does not require Kevul double. So 59 Beitzim, so according to the Shach, if 59 Beitzim fall into 61 Beitzim, there is also a bit of Berov. And it is, there is also a bit of Berov. So Mimele, if there is a bit of Berov, so then the question is, why does Rabbi Baruch say that it's Osir? that it's also by Beitzi. What does Rami Borg say? So obviously, so the Shach comes to the conclusion that it's not the derech even to cook 120 Beitzim in one pot at the same time. You only cook, let's say, a maximum of 100 Beitzim. That's the reason as to why the Shach is masik against the Ramo. But the Ramo holds that according to Rami Borg, Bittul Berov consists nothing more but in Kippur. So Memele, and he holds that the practice of people is, Rabbi Baruch holds, according to the Ramor, so Rabbi Baruch distinguishes between Beitzim and Dogim because it is the derech of people to cook more than 120 fishes in one pot. But it's not the derech of people to cook 180 Beitzim in one pot, but 121 Beitzim in one pot, yes, 130 Beitzim in one pot, yes, 140 Beitzim in one pot, yes. So that's why the Rambam says, Tiras Chatos, that according to Rabbi Shimshi Shite, so even Beitzim would be Mutter. But according to Rabbi Baruch, not. Why? Because Rabbi Baruch, whereas Rabbi Shimshin says, we can presume that Isur Berubi is a, Rabbi Shimshin says, there is no such presumption. So that's why by Beitzim is Oser. Because since we cannot presume that the Beitzo was found in the bigger number, in the larger number of, in the batch of the larger number, some male it is Oser. Because when the 59 Beitzim are mixed up with, let's say, 61 or 62 or even 70 Beitzim or even 80 Beitzim, the Talmud Torah is there is no Bittul Berov. Oh, when can 60 Beitzim Asurei, 59 Beitzim Asureis become Muter, Machmas Bittul Rov, only when 59 will be mixed up with 118 Beitzim Atoris. But in order that the 59 Beitzim that became Moser should be mixed up with 118 Beitzim Atoris, then the practice of people must be to cook, then the practice of people has to be to cook 180 Beitzim at one time in one pot. And it's not a derech of people to cook 180 Beitzim, but to cook 120 Beitzim in one pot, 130 Beitzim, that yes? Alright, anyway, now let's see the Taf. Now let's see the Ramo first. Yimros, okay? So the Ramo in Tiras Chatos is midayik, that the Mechaber paskins the Eved it's Mutar even in case of Beitzim. That must be on the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Shimshe, not on the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Baruch. Yimros, okay? No, Yiro is on the car. Yimim Tzachas, Men Treifo, Yesh is Rinake. That's the Shita of the Revolt. The Chayshinon Shema Sreifo, Shema Treifo, and the Revo, the Smag, Shema Treifo, Nisha Lipsi, the Shishim Bigdeiro Levatil, Vinessa Mashi Bigdeiro, Vichiza Veisa Komashi Bikar. And there is no Rov. Why isn't there Rov? Why isn't there Rov? Because in order to have Rov, we must have Keifu. Yes, what is it?
So why, according to the Shach, would Daniel Shimshon say, Isur Baruba Isa Lagabe,
Beitzim,
not Lagabe Beitzim? Why would he say the klal,
no, doesn't matter. It's not that the Shach says, regarding like Beitzim, we don't say Isura Berubi Yisei. We say Isura Berubi Yisei in regard to every item. I mean, in other words, that the question is, we have two batches. In one batch, you have a larger number of a certain item, of fishes, or eggs, or whatever it is. And in another batch, you have a smaller number. So the question is, where is the Beitz Asur, or the Doktomi? In the batch of the larger number, or in the batch of the smaller number? So we say it's in the batch of the larger number. It's in the batch of the larger number. So the Shach agrees that we say that Gabi Dogging, Gabi Beitzing, Gabi anything. But it's of no relevance, you see. Because Ligabi Beitzing, the Shach, Lishitos, in view of the fact that the Shach holds, that Bittul Berov means more, not double. So Memeila, we have to say that when Rabbi Bor distinguishes between Beitzim and Dogim, apparently the practice of people is to cook less than 120 Beitzim at one time in a pot. So according to the Shach, the maximum number of Beitzim that people cook in a pot is 100 Beitzim, 110 Beitzim, but not 120 Beitzim. So Memele says there is no Bittul Berov. So if there is no Bittul Berov, so in other words, how many Beitzim can you cook? The maximum 110 Beitzim. So then, how can Rav Nissim Shimshon be matir? Two Rav Nissim Shimshon says isura berube ise. So what does that mean? That is that if you have two batches, in one batch you have 59 beitzim, another batch you have 50 beitzim. So the beitz asur is together with the batch with the 59, not the batch of the 50 beitzim. So memele. So if it was together with the 59, so then all the 59 became osir. It's not that we don't say isura berube ise legabe beitzim. We say isura berube ise, but it has no relevance. So then the 59 beitzim become osa, you see. Become osa. Mashen king gabidogim, you can cook even 200 fishes in one pot. So if we say isura berube ise, so that means that the doctor was not in the last batch that had only 59 beitzim, but it was in the first batches, which is 141 dogim, you see. This is the pshat in the shach. Alright. So, Vim Rosso came Lira is on the car, Vinim Tahas man, three for Yishis and Hake, the Haishinon, Shema, three for Isha Lipsov, Vilo Yoshishin Bigdero Livate, Vinessa Mashe Bigdero, Vichiza Veise Komashe Bika. That's the sheet of the reward, the smart. Vichim Bidogim Tani. So you see, the Ramo, he doesn't distinguish between Dogim and Beit. He doesn't distinguish. V'chein b'dogim tanim shenim tzodoktomi b'koro v'lo yiro kulom b'pa'amachas al t'chakoro d'yoz yeshlochu shemonish aris al psov v'yeish matir. Because according to Rivo and the Smag, both are osir. Dogim are osir and beitzim are osir. V'yeish matirim b'chol inyen. So it's not the Rabbeinu Baruch. The Ramo does not task like Rabbeinu Baruch. Because according to Rabbeinu Baruch, so it's not b'chol inyan, only dogim are muter, but beitzim are osa. V'yeish matir b'chol inyan. In other words, so according to that, so it follows that the Ramo Shita is like the whole. I mean, that's the big chiddush, you see, that's the important thing. Because that's a fundamental, that involves a fundamental machlekes. It's a big nafkemine, let's say, according to the Shach, so if 60 dogim asurim become mixed up with 61 dogim mutorim, so it's osir. So it's muter. So it becomes bottle of. And according to Ramo, as the Primigodim explains Ramo, so then, if 60 dogim asurim will become mixed up with 119 dogim mutorim, it will still be osir. Only if 60 dogim asurim will be mixed up with 120, you must have double. 120. Well, so, בין בדוגים, בין בביצים, ביצים טו, וואי, זה רשיטה. דוי מרזיקינו ניסה לימה, די נשאר איסה בלי סמך, וחניקה, ואפילו לדעס או עשרים, איבן לקורנית הריבון דה סמאג, אין לעשר הכלים שנסבש לבי, די מעמיד עם הכלי על חסקו עושה. אורת, נעלץ את התאז. בטרס חטוס, כלל ונעלב דידק מלכוסף השוכנו עודים רוסק עם נוסע שמע מנו דידפתי לך תחילי קומזיה ובדבת מותה כי יש מלאג רבי נשימשן כי יש מתירן שזוכר רמו וכי זה יביאי סר קומזיה שביקר כן צורך לימה וכוסף יוסף את הכל חובסי בירו ואירו הריתכמן גם כנוסע וישמו לו הויצו ביצו האסורו בשול האגדירו ונסחו הביצים שאצלו דעדינו שהויו המים מוליך נתם לכל הביצים, הוא יקולו מסייס לבטל, והשלד לסנאי אנשור הביצים מסייס לבטל, ומאחר שלדי הלכלוכס מים שעליהם מעשרים, מי גם אחרים שנגיע הקים בעצם שנוגו בעצם הסוריס, לכן הסוריס כולם, ואפילו מיד כאן לשני. So what is the איסר ואת עשה? ואם לא יירו איסון לקורו, אלו נשארו בגדירו, ויירו הורית חימהן, ויירו הורית חימהן גם כנוסע, ושמו איסו ביצו אסורו בשולי הגדירו. ונסחו הביצים שאצלו ונצו in the last batch so בשביל הגדירו so the ביצה אסור might have been together with 59 other ביצים מטוריס so there was no שישים so ממילא all the 59 ביצים became מוסה דעדינו שהוא יהיה מוליך עם המים מוליך עם הטעם so until he started to dump from the גדירה so then it couldn't become מוסה because you had 100 ביצים in the Gdeira, so there was shishi, but the moment he started to pour, to dump into the kare, so then So while many of the Beitzim were already removed from the Shulei Agderei, but 59 Beitzim might still have been in the Shulei Agderei, with a little bit of Reitif also in the Shulei Agderei. And the rest of the Beitzim were in the Kare or on the upper portion of the Deifen, and in between, so there was a Hefsek, there was vacant space, I mean, so there is no communion between the Beitzim, the upper portion of the Deifen Agderei, and the Beitzim in the Shulei Agderei. So maybe all the 59 Beitzim become Oser. Yeah, they know until he started to bend it and to dump it. So there was communion. So there was Bitu Bishishi. Adin Shulam Maimu Luchanatam Luchan Beitzim Yikum Yisayiz Levatul. Vashnu Lisnaya in Shulam Beitzim Yisayiz Levatul. Let's say that all the Beitzim happen to be in the upper portion of the Deifen. But 59 Beitzim are here and they are removed from these Beitzim. And there is no, if there had been continuity of fluid, of reitif, all right, then there would become communion. But there is no continuity of fluid. So in Meile, the 59 Beitzim come also. Vashel is nine shara Beitzim says, levat lo macha shal di lachluches mayim shalayim. Eishrim mir gam acherim shenegim hakein. Beitzi shenogo Beitzim asuris, vachin asuris kulom, vafilo miyad ralshin. Velo yira kulom pamachat esich hakor. Vim yeshofik mudobor im miro bepamachas, mashma bitur lachme vachin kosev isabeta. Vyeish batir. Hatam di kosev kan ramod lo imarzikin on isa. Hutam rabinu shimshin. Harav rabinu shimshin. Shemim bismak. Ufizeav bibeitzim uton. So the Taz, you see, the Taz agrees with the Ramo in Teres Chatos, not with the Shach. In other words, that according to Rav Shimshon, even in Beitzim it's muta, because the Shach is saying that by Beitzim even Rav Shimshon would be osa, Rav Shimshon would be made that it's osa. Avol Shom Yise Tamachal Heta V'chein Hu also. In other words, so far the Taz mentioned the Lomdes of Rav Shimshon. So, in other words, that is sure birubis. In other words, when you have two batches, when you have two batches, one batch represents a larger number, and one batch represents a smaller number. One batch represents 59, and one batch represents 61. So, the question is, are we to assume that the Dover is there, the Beitz Asur is in the 59 batch or in the 61 batch? So we say, no, we can presume it's in the 61 batch. But then there is another sheet. אבל שום מי שתמך על היתה, וכן הוא ביטור. דהי נדימת בדוגים, ובשאי שמה דוגים שנסחו בגדירו, בדיילים, דסר אבנו בורך. שנסחו בגדירו, בדיילים, בריב תערו וסר הקיין. והם חיזרים ואיסחן השור. ופי זה יש, because you have a bit of יובש ביובש ברוב. ולפי זה יש לעשר בביצים, כיוון דין רגילוס לבשל ביצים כל כך ביחד, שיהיה עשרים ושלישים ביצים שנסחו, פתלים ברוב תרובה של היתה, וכן כוסה בהדיה בסמאק. לפי זה עוד יש נפקימין לבידודים עצמו. דלתם השני, רבינו ברוך סתם. So we have two times later. Those who are not here, so I'm not here on the basis of two separate times. One time is the time of רבינו ברוך. The other time is the time of Rabbi Shimshon. So one afternoon between Rabbi Baruch's Kule and Rabbi Shimshon's Kule is in regard to Beitz. According to Rabbi Baruch's Kule, it's only Dogim Amuta, Beitz Ma'asures. According to Rabbi Shimshon's Kule, Tam, so Beitz Ma'ar also Mitore. But there is another afternoon. The Tam Asheini, according to Rabbi Baruch's Kule, because of Agoy Shari Dures, in the Aleph, the Dafti Kishira Mayim Kedim Shira Dogim Achim, Hanishorim Bimachves, Avolim Nishamayim, Oiretiv. מיעת הדוגים לפסייב ויראי סום לקורא הקלוסר ויראו ככלי ראשן. You see, this is based upon the ציור mentioned by the Bach and the Drishe and the Shach. You see, that in other words, the Drishe in the Rivode Smag Rabbi Niborach Rabbi Shimshon do not have reference to a case where he pours fish and soup together from the Gdeira into the car. No, but they have reference to a case, the Rishonim have reference to the case, where first he takes the whole pot, and he bends it, and he pours out all the soup into one can. Then, once he's through pouring out all the soup into a separate kale, he puts back the pot in a right position. And then, So then the problem arises, because while he was pouring out the soup, so the bulk of fishes might have been moved over to the Deifel, with this a smaller portion of the fishes remaining in the Shuliak Deiro, and without any continuity of fluid in between this batch that remained in the Shuliak Deiro at that moment, the Shuliak Deiro, and the bulk of the fishes and the Deifel Agdeiro. So mainly these fishes, let's say there could have been 59 fishes, the maximum that could have become Osa. So it became Osa. So and then he puts it in the right position. So he says, so in other words, so the Agoyish Aldure also, so he says, the Davki also assumes that Tzio mentioned by the Bach and the Drish and the Shach. So he says, "V'zeo idish nafki mina bidogim atzmol tam hashem nikos v'kol yishar edur esim nalev di davki ki shiura amayim kelim shiura adogim achrenim hanishorim b'machves avol im nisha amayim reitef imiat adogim lipsei v'yiro yisom nikore hat lo aser." But suppose he pours into the kare the last batch of fishes together with soup, so then Rabbi Nibaruch would be made that it is aser. Why? Because what does Rabbi Baruch say? They are, let's say, as against the 59 fishes that became Moser, machmas contact with Reitev, al the Reitev, with the Doktome, so there is 141 fishes that are muta. So that disposes of which problem? The problem of Yovish B'Yovish, of Bitl B'Rov Yovish B'Yovish. But there is another problem. There is a problem of Lar B'Lach. If he pours the last batch, he pours fishes, he pours from the gdeira into the kare, fish and soup together. So it's iru. Iru is like revision. So mainly it's nivla. 59 fishes are already osa. So then, and then you start pouring into the kare, here the kare. So then, and there is continuity of fluid as he pours. So Mimele, it becomes also Machmas Lar B'Lach. So he says, Hatulos of the Occupation at Kalashin. Well, that's only, so only according to Rabbi Baruch, we would say that it's Osir. The Agoyish Aridure would say it's Osir. But according to Rabbi Shimshin Slondes, that is Surah Berube, he say, he wouldn't say it's Osir. Because according to Rabbi Shimshin, we presume that is Surah Berube, he say. Of Itam Orishan in Chiluk Bazet. Because of Rashaul Pergidanoshe Simon Mendalet, Midizoharatu, Hatama Shenikavose, Kalimon, Viesh Lahmir Bebait, Ufize, Yesh Lahmir, Gambinafkimina Shen, Shizoharati Bidogmat. So that the Mashal, so in other words, so you see the Mechaber and the Ramo, they pass like Rabbi Shimshon. The Mechaber doesn't say it explicitly, but the Ramo says that this is the Kavonas HaMechaber, that he passes like Rabbi Shimshon. But the Mashal, he doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimshon. He doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimshon. So Mele, if he does, so by Beitzim, it's also the Mashal passes. Uf izeh, yesh lachmi gam nafkamin ha-shem yesh lachmi ha-matzim, alo shikosef Mashal, shom. Now, so what did he mention in the name of the Agoy Sharidure? He mentioned in the name of the Agoy Sharidure that where it's Iro Hamayim, קדם שאירו הדוגים האחרינים הנשורים במחווס אבל אם נשמיים ראיתם ומעט הדוגים לפסייב וירו ניסון ליקרה הת לא עושה דיירו כקלרישן דיירו כקלרישן. So in other words, the Agoy Sharidure says that everything is עושה when he's מערי, everything is עושה. How much is it עושה? So from the Agoy Sharidure שלושן it's משמע that it comes עושה completely. The Besi Yosef, the that's how it's mashma from the Agoy Sharidure. Now the question is the Shach raises the question. He raises the question against the Ramo. So he says, why should everything become osa completely? After all, Iru is only mavliak niklipe. Iru is only mavliak niklipe. Why should he say that everything is osa? So he's masik on the Teras Chatos, as to why the Teras Chatos says that in a case where he's miare fish, where he's miare fish with fluid together, so then So then everything becomes osa. So he says, how could it become osa completely? It could only become osa kediklipe. But if you are keli from the surface, so then it is mutar because iru is only mivash kediklipe. Now before Pesach, so I said that the reason as to why, I mean, the Agoy Sharedure says that everything is osa. So he says, avo nisha mayim reite fimata dogim lipsei viru isom nikare hakel osa. The iru kiklirishen. So why? Because why don't we say it's only osa kediklipe? All the fishes become only osa kediklipe, and if he peels off from the surface, so then he can eat the fishes. Because the reason as to why iru only osa kediklipe is because we say tatoiko. So I said before Pesach, I said that what's the reason as to why tatoyigova? Because in the end, after a few moments, if the bottom is cold, after a few moments, everything will become cold. Everything will become cold. Mashein can hear when the fishes. So according to the Marshal, so in Dovagush, so in Klisheni is Mevash. So Memela, that means that the fishes are considered Cham, even the Kare. So we cannot say Tatoigo. But that is all why, that's why the Agoy Sharedure says that in Nisha Mayim Ritefi, in Miata Dogim Nipsei Viro is the Kor Haklos, Adiyo Kulrishin. And we don't say it's only Osakri Klipe. Why? Because when do we say it's only Osakri Klipe if the bottom is Mamesh cold? But here the bottom is hot. It's Yatzeledes. And Dovagush, according to the Marshal, is Mivashli Nichlishin. But that is all right according to Mashal Chite. But the Teras Chatos also says that it is Osa completely, and the Teras Chatos himself is Chilik on the Mashal, and the Teras Chatos Chite is, that Klisheni is not Mevashe Livni Dovagush. So how can the Teras Chatos say, Avon Nisha Mayim Reite Vimata Dogim Lipsei Vir Meisan Likore, how can Ramos say Hakol Osa Diru Kiklerishin? Bishleimei, if the Ramos had agreed with the sheet of the Marshal, so then we cannot say Tatoik over here and everything is seinen, because here the dogim is a dovagush, so even Niklishin is Mevashin. But the Ramos holds that there is no distinction between dovalach and dovagush, so we still have to say. And this is mentioned by the Tzviva Tzadik here at the bottom. He says, when the Shach has the question, the Teras Chatos says the same thing like the Agoy Sharedure. So he says, the hot fishes, shein defne haklim mikarin, oz iru eisa ligamre, v'gam hanes samar dar lecham techam. So in other words, so we have to say, even in the Ramo, we have to say, to the Ramo shite is that klisheni is not mivashel, but when the upper one is hot, when you have iru, so when do we say that iru is only mivashel kide klipe, if the bottom is mamish cold? What does it mean, mamish cold? If it's not Yatzeledes, that's the definition of cold. But if the bottom is hot, it is Yatzeledes. True, it's a klisheni. True, klisheni is not mivashel, according to the Ramo. Even in Dovagush, but seinen it isn't either. You can't call it seinen. So mainly you cannot say tatoyigova. And everything, after a moment, even the top will become cold. When do we say that when the top is cold, is hot, and the bottom is cold? Is cold. So after a moment, even the top hat will be cold if the bottom is mamish cold. It's not Yatzeledes. But where the bottom is mamish hot, it's Yatzeledes. The fishes in the car, they are boiling hot. But it's cliche. So true cliche is not mivashi, according to the Ramo. Even in Dovagush. But cold it isn't. So mainly you cannot say tatoyikova, that after a moment, even the hot top, so will be cold. So memele, they can be bleeding more. You see, that's the pshat in the Agoy Sharedure. Oh, because of Mashal Peri, I'm not just seeing Medalit. מלזוכר התור הטעם השני כבו סיכרנו ויש להחנו לבית ומפי זה יש להחליות גם נפקי מן השני שזכרתי בדוגם עצמו אלו שכוסף מהשאל שום שהמים שביקור איסר מהדוגם כולו מכירך את הרובס כאילו שהם בקלישים ואיסר מעט מים שנושא בגדיר או גם כי אין בכיח להפליט ולהבליה בדוגם שביקור נראה, איסי So what does the Agoy Shagdura say? The Agoy Shagdura says that when does Rabbi Baruch say that by fishes it's muter, that is if he spilled out all the reitef into one vessel. And then he put the gdeire in a right position. But if he pours fish and soup together from the gdeire into the kare, then Rabbi Baruch would be made at its osir. Why would it be made to Osir? Because Iru is Kiklurish. So what does it mean? So the Shach says that then it will be Osir only Kiliklip. But the Agoy Shagdura says it will be Osir complete. And more than Kiliklip. Why? Why do we say that in every other Iru, so it only asks Kiliklip? The answer is, according to Agoy Shagdura, it all depends. If Yam Yaref, Yam Yatkek, if you are water, let's say, from a hot kettle, from a clear region, into a bottom that is completely cold, then it only has a clear clip. But if you are on a bottom that is a cliche, but it's yachaletes, then it's mavliabikul. That's the shita of the Agoy Shagdure. Now, so the Agoy Shagdure holds that when does Rabbi Baruch say that it's muter? So the Agoy Shagdura agrees with the tzio given by the Bach and the Drishi. But the Marshal, he agrees with the tzio given by the Besyosi. In other words, that Rabbi Baruch has reference to a case where he pours Dogim and Reitev together into the car. So then the question of the raise by the Agoy Shagdura is if he pours Dogim and Reitev together from the Gdeira into the car. Then Iru is Kiklurishin, so the Mashal says, no, here it's Kushay. So he says, El is the cause of Mashal Shom, Shein Amayim Shebikora Yisrim Hadogim Kulo Mikeyach HaTarubes, Kiv Shein Bichlisheni, Veisa Mat Mayim Shemisha Bigdeira Gamkin Mikeyach LaHafrit LaAvliya Bidogim Shebikora. Now we have to understand this Mashal, but the Agoy Shagdura raised a certain point, Iru is Kiklurishin. So Bishleim, the Shach, so what does the Shach say? On the time of the Agoy Shagdura. The Shach agrees with the Bes Yosef Seer. I mean the Shach says that the Bes Yosef will be made, and not the Shach agrees with the Bes Yosef Seer, but the Bes Yosef will be made. He is chilek on the Seer given by the Bes Yosef. But the Shach says that the Bes Yosef visualizes Rabbi Baruch in what case? He visualizes Rabbi Baruch's din in what case? Where he pours Dogim and Reitev together from the Gdeir and the Kare. So then the question raised by the Agoy Shagdura is, so Iru is Kiklurishin, so he says, when the Bes Yosef says that the Rabbi Baruch has referenced the case where he pours fish and Reitev from the Gdeir together, from the Gdeir into the Kare, and Rabbi Baruch says it's muter, according to Bes Yosef, when Rabbi Baruch says it's muter, he only means that if you are killing the fishes, it's muter. But klipe you have to take off. This is what Rabbi Baruch means. This is what the Shach says. But the Marshal says no. When Rabbi Baruch says that it's muter, he means it's mamish muter. You don't even have to peel off from the surface. Nothing. But the question is, Agoy Shagdura is a good kashe. So Bishleim, if you say like the Shach, that when Rabbi Baruch says, according to Bes Yosef, that when you pour from the Gdeira into the Kare, fish and soup together, so then it's muter, it only means it's muter after you are killing it. But kilikli, you have to be killing. So then we understand, so we can answer the kashi. Because Iru is only Mavashlo Kiliklipe. But the Marshal says, no, that when Rabin Boruch says in such a tzio when he pours, when one pours fish and soup together from the gdeir into the kare, so it's mula completely, you don't have to peel off anything from the surface of the fish, yes? So why? So he says, here we do not say iruk klerishin. Why? Because it's bichlishen. So what does it mean? So the Kreis Uplaisi explains it very well. The Kreis Uplaisi explains it. Now we have in the Shach, in Simen Kufay, in Siv Dalet, in the Shach. So there, now, it's in Siv Dalet, Siv Hay, in the long Shach, Daf Reishman Dalet. The last short line before the big line in the Shach. So he says, ואפילו בהירו שנפסק הכלוח, מבלי אמיר כדי קליפ אלי, כול העולה, וכמשקוס והפוסקי, חמוך על פרק יצא צלי. ואף אגב דמידורי הרב, סימן סמכה סיביוד נירה דימירו מכלי ראשון או תרגיל עשרים מיוגו, ונפסק הכלוח עם צורך אפילו קליפה, היינו משום די נמפלית מבלי הכחות, אבל מכל מקום מבלי. So what did the Shach say? The Shach says like this, that אירו in the כלוח שאין נפסק, can accomplish both things. It can be מפלית and מבלי הכחות. Iru of Kiluach HaNifsak, if there is no continuity of flow, so again it can be Mavliak the Klippe, but it cannot do both. It cannot do both. So in other words, so the crazy place he says, there's the Pshat in the Mashal. There's the Pshat in the Mashal. אל שכוס of Mashal שום, שינה מים שבקור עשרה מהדורים כולו מכי אחד ערוץ, כיו משם בכל שאין, ואין שמת מים שנשא בגדי ראה, so what does it mean, כיו משם בשני? But, the agoi sharidur always the question, Iru Kiklerishin, the answer is, when do we say that Iru is Kiklerishin? And it's Mivashel Mameshki, the Klippe. That means, if Maflit and Mavli Akech, that is, if it's the Kiluach שאין הנפסק, but if it's the Kiluach הנפסק, if there is no continuous flow, so then it's also mavliya kli klipe, but not mavli to mavliya kecho, the Shach says. So memele here too, the mitzia says, this is what the crazy place says, when you pour, you have many fishes in the kdeire, and you have soup too, you have water. So when you pour, the mitzia says that you couldn't have a continuous flow without interruptions. How is it possible you should have a continuous flow without interruptions? You could have a continuous flow if you just poured water. So then you could have a continuity of flow. But if you have water and salads and fishes in the water, so how could you have an uninterrupted flow? So obviously, there is an interruption in the flow. So what kind of a keluach is it? It's a keluach hanifsek. Keluach hanifsek can only be mavliak liklipe. It cannot be mavlit and mavliak liklipe. So here, Rabbi Boruch says that even in the case where the Mashal agrees with the Tzio of the Bes Yosef, in other words, Rabbi Boruch has reference to the case where the person pours dogim and tzuk together from the gdeire into the kare. So then he asks, so the Agoy Shardur asks, so why does Rabbi Boruch say that it's muter? So the Mashal says, no, Rabbi Boruch says it's muta, you don't have to be caliph, nothing. Because in order to ask the other fishes, even to the klipe, so two things must happen. First of all, the yiru has to extract some particles of isa from the dak tomei, from the dogim tmeim, because 59 fishes might have become osa already. So the yiru must extract particles of Israel from the 59 Dovin Tmeim, and that must be absorbed by the bulk of the fishes in the car. So it must accomplish two things. It must, on one hand, it must be mafleet from the 59 Dogim that became Osir, on the other hand, it must absorb them into the 141 fishes in the car. That it can, and had it been a keluach shein nifsak, it could accomplish. But how could you have a keluach shein nifsak here when you pour fish and soup together? So it's a keluach nifsak. Keluach nifsak, the Shach says in Simen Kufay, Sifay, so it can only be mavliya by itself, mafrit by itself, but it cannot be mafrit and mavliya together. And here, in order to ask the other fishes, even can they clip it? You must resort to two things, to aflote and to avlore, keachot. That it cannot do. Or, שאין המים שבקור העשרה מהדוגים כולם מכי אחת הרובס, כי משם בכל שני. Now, then, ואיסי מהתמיים שנישה בגדירה גם כן אין בכיח להפריט ולהבריע בידוגים So he says two things. Shina mayim shemikorei isma dolim kulim kiatu shim kibish kushim. Veisa mat mayim shinisha bigdeira gam kein bikeach waf ravir doi shikor. Vigan, vigam kein ein leimar. Sheisa mat mayim guf ahanesa viseifo yir, ho yiru, yirose radogi shemikorei, lishibot lakore samach. So then there's another question. So true, that the yiru itself could not be mafrid particles of Issa from the 59 dogim that became Moser and absorb them into the other dogim that are in the Kore. Because it's a Teruach HaNipzak, and Teruach HaNipzak cannot be mafrid and mavriya kechot. But when in the Bisefer Yiru, when 59 fishes remain for a moment in the Shurei Agdeiro, so then the that Mayi together with the Daktami, so the Mayim, there was a minute mayim too in the Shurei Agdeiro. So that mayim absorbed particles of the daktome, of particles of the daktome, and of the 59 that became Osir. So the mayim absorbed directly from the daktome. So all the mayim, the minute mayim that remained at that point in the Shurei Agdeiro became Osir. Then, when he pours the last batch of fishes together with the minute mayim into the kare, so that mayim is absorbed by the other fishes, by the 141 fishes. So mainly the 141 fishes should become Moser because they absorb the mayim. That is Echticha Vissure. Because the mayim absorbed, Bishure Hagdeiro, it absorbed particles of the daktome. So the mayim became Echticha Vissure. And then when he pours the last batch of fish, of 59 fishes, and mayim, which is itself Echticha Vissure, So true that the fishes cannot absorb, the 141 fishes cannot absorb through Yiru the particles of Issa from the 59, because Yiru cannot be mafrit mavriya kechot. But it's in order that the 141 fishes should become Moser, it's not necessary that the 141 fishes should absorb particles of Issa from the 59 fishes, as long as it absorbs the mayim which became Echkicha Yisur and Shulag Deiro, it should become Moser. So he says no, it will only absorb the mayim after the mayim drop into the kare, and the bulk of the mayim, the kare has a lot of mayim, so the moment the mayim drop into the kare, the rest in the kare, they become bottled b'shishim in the rest of the mayim. So then, when the 141 fishes absorb mayim, so they already absorb mayim that are muter, because the original mayim that became Moser in the Shurei Agdeiro, the moment the rest in the kare, they become bottled b'shishim in the rest of the mayim. He says, the gamkin in Rima Hashem isi mat mayim gufa hanesa b'seif v'yiru yeser adogin shebikare lefshibotu bikare b'samech ad kan l'shem. Lefi ze, im yesh lochu shein samech neged yeser amayim shenishar b'derech. So it's only in a case where there is a lot of water in the kare from before, and very little water, relatively little water remaining in the Shurei Agdeiro. Then we say it doesn't become Moser. But suppose there is a substantial quantity of ratef remaining with the last batch of 59 fishes, and so there is no shishim in the mayim of the kare neged the small quantity of water that remained in the Shurei Agdeiro. So nechname then Rabbi Nebaruch would say that it's us. וזה אם יש לוחו שנסמך נגד יסמיים שנשם בדירו ועד יש לעסק כל הדוגמה כי עבודה שרמו ונפסיק את המריש. So that's only a little bit of משל, because the משל doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimshon, he passes like Rabbi Nebuch. So ממילא vis-a-vis ביצים according to משל it's always us, and even vis-a-vis dogim, so there are certain situations where it's us. מה שאין כן קורא לפני רמו, he passes like Rabbi Shimshon, so then it's mutter in all situations. עבודה שרמו ונפסיק כתם הראשי שהוא דעס הרעש ומאזיקים הם כלל איסור עליהם אשר ייסע בסוף וניסים טעם בתרס חטוס וזה לשני ואית דמאחה שאודה תרס חטוס פסקנס לצבני שימש. First of all, because the תרס חטוס holds that איסור בריסות שאלו אחר we can presume if the question is whether איכתיכה או ויסה happens to be mixed in the large batch which represents a larger number, or in a smaller batch that represents a smaller number, so we can safely presume that the Yisr is in the larger batch, in the batch that represents a larger number, and then he says we don't even have to resort to it, because there is aloche that if min b'mine, where there is certainly off, and we don't know where there was shishi, and it was nishpach, so then we appeal aloche. Why? Because it's a sofik in the rabbanon. So here too, even if there hadn't been aloche of isur b'chubis, let's say not like the Rashi, the Arishenu were chelik on the Rashi. But in this particular case, let's say it's a sofik ashok, whether it's behube or not behube. But even if it's sofik ashok, it's only negiyah the rabbanon. It's only negiyah the rabbanon. So the main layer we are to look. Very, that's the lotion of the Sattas. The Machad initially started with Dova as Nikule. Ligora, Mew, and Stapu and Nisparatev. The whole chain is Samach Levatle, the Mini Berei, Lehavo, the Sikh Rabbanon, as Nikule. Atkan Shane. Vizein Nochin. Why? Because it's Nigeya only, the Rabbanon. So he says, the Vizein Nochin, the Chiv, the Asophiku, in Yeshkan is Satire, Amrinon have a Kivada in Satire, Uchiru Hoyo, Bibeiro, Isa, Mato Bibeiro, Ninzo Shemu Homailo, and Mashed Bottle have betrayed, Vakate Yeshisa with Rabbanon, Vizorich Samach. Mashen can be nishpacharated, the Yesh Beis Mailis, or Echo Bittle Berof Shimatere, Vashen Bittle Bissamach Midrabonon, Vichim do Sophic Bittle Shimrabonon, as Liman Bilikule, Vidova Zeru Klau, Vichom Mokim, Shalinachshiv Sophic is at the Reisel Heta, Mach Mashayesh Lachor Bittle Berof, Uchmeshikosabnu Bissimen Samach Vov, Sidalet. What did Ramos say in Terasratos? That we have to pass him, baby Beitzim, baby Dogim, we have to pass him that it's Mutar, first of all, because it's Surah Berubi, he said. But without recourse to the concept of Surah Berubi, he said, even if there hadn't been such a presumption of Surah Berubi, he said, let's say it's a Sufik. So it's only in the Rabbanon, there is certainly Rov, there is no doubt that there is Rov. So Mimele, so we can be telling the hockey, why should we be cheshish? Maybe the Doctor Mayor or the Beit Zot Mayor remained in the last batch together with 59. Maybe it did not remain together with 59. But Rov you certainly had. And Midrai says so the Rov is enough? This is so he says that's the story of the Teres Ratus. So the Tas says no. When are we telling hokeil? Only when there is no suffix nidraise. So then we can be telling hokeil. But if there is a suffix in nidraise, so then we cannot rely on it. Uchmeishe kosafnu b'simen samach vov sivdal. Oh, v'dolma zeh uklal b'chol mokim shel nach shel suffix nidraise leta machmashin shel rabitu b'rov. Uchmeishe kosafnu b'simen samach vov. See the Alveit Koshali, the Hambi Beitzo Sheish by Freyach Ridam, have a Mimbe in Mine, the Lisa Wayne in Mine in Abeit. So, in other words, the Taz makes two asokes on the Ramo. First of all, you see, the Ramo's time is, why should it be Osaria, baby dog in baby Beitzim, it should be Muter, even if we don't say Surah Berubinse, and it's a Sophie, so we should be telling Hokel like Mishpach. So, first of all, he says, when can we be telling Hokel? When there is a possibility that it's not osir, then we can be tailor hokil. But here, it definitely became osir. If this happened, so it definitely became osir. So mele, in other words, if the Beitz of Mayo or the Doctor May was together with the last batch, so then it became osir. So then it became osir midraise. So mele, since it became osir midraise, so we cannot say. So we cannot say that Teolok. Then he says, Bishlei melechola poches, in regard to dogim, we can understand the timing of the Teras Ratos. Because by dogim, it's min b'minei. But in case of beitzim, so a beitzot meyo, that's min shalei b'minei. So memele, by min shalei b'minei. We can't be beitzim, b'freyach edama, v'min b'minei, v'yisar b'minei, m'abeitzim. ובגוי שרדו לשום כוסה בשם סמד, ומקמין המחפש על חסקוסי. ומאזיקינו ניסה לימה שאיסה נישה בסייף. וחוסף על זה וזה לשעיני מנירה לדעודו ומקמין החזוקה, גם בסופיק עם מול הבוס השקוט ועד נבי לו, ובסופיק עם מוי סמך נגד איסה, בין המיני, דהבה, מרגליים מדום, עד כאן לשעיני. אומר גם בביצים יש כאן סופיק איסה דרעי סחופונים. ואיד היבי בתירס חטוס, ראי שהכל יצטור ובת לא איסה, וידעתי מה שייר זה לכאן. So in other words, he says, then the Teiras Chatos, the Shach mentions the whole Teiras Chatos. So because there is a halacha in Simon Kuf Yudalev, Siv Zayin, in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, Siv Zayin. Hoyu kam shteg dele shleka. Vinosam, vinofal lisa lisechachas men. Vin yedu ale izen ofal, vin beachat kedi levato lisa. Vyesh bishteyem kedi levatle. Shteyem mitstalfis levatle. Vilayeid alaf lachas bibayis, viachas baaluya mitstalfis. So this is special cooler. That in other words, that's by min b'minei. That if you have two gdeles of eter, and then a nisa of min b'minei falls into one gdele. Now the each gdele of Heta does not have shishin neged Isa. But the two gderes together have shishin neged Isa. But each gdere does not have shishin neged Isa, but it has rov neged Isa. But it does not have shishin. But the two gderes together have shishin neged Isa. And I don't know in which gdere it fell, whether in gderes Heta number one or gderes Heta number two. So then we consider it as if the two gderes had already been mixed together. Now suppose you took the two gderes and you mixed them together, then you certainly have shishim. So even though you didn't mix up the two gderes together, so it's considered as if they are meulav together. So he says, so the Teiras Chatos says, so maybe here too, why if in the case of two gderes, and the Shach agrees with the Tanya of the Teiras Chatos, if in the case of an echtichas issa, min b'minei, falling into one of two gderes of eta, where each gdeir of eter has a certain rov, but does not have shishim. But the two gdeiras together have shishim. So then we consider the two gdeiras as if they had been mixed together. So like as kamo v'chamo here, when all the fishes together with the tectomen, all the beitzim together with the beitz of meyo, the beitz asur, were in one part. But for one moment, there was a removal, there was a separation between the bulk of the beitzim and the fishes, and the last batch of the beitzim and the fishes. But if we consider the two gderes that are completely separate, as if they had been mixed together, because it's mimimine, it's nigei only the rabbanon, so we consider it as if they had been mixed together, alachaskamo v'chamo, that we should consider the beitzim that are at the bottom of the, at the lower portion of the deifen, or it's really the upper portion because it bends the deifen, the upper portion, the beitzim that are in the upper portion of the deifen, and the beitzim that are in the shule agdeiro, as if they have been mixed together, even though for one moment they're not together. Over there, they're certainly not together, and we consider them as if they were mixed together. So as kamo v'chamo here, we should consider them as if they were mixed together. So, and all the beitzim, all the fishes, have shishim neged aktomei, so maybe they should be bitter. He says, agrees with the Mashal that Aloch is like Rabbeinu Boruch and it's not like Rabbeinu Shimshon. Right. Behach Milse, the dogim shehuska bitur, pirush b'Yosef v'Ramo, shiniru ha-dogim min ha-machves likor, v'chashino shemnishar ha-tomen. In other words, so according to the tzio of the b'Yosef and the Ramo, and that was also the tzio of the Mashal, so the Rabbeinu Boruch and the Smag, the Revo, have reference to the case where the person pours fish, where he pours the last batch of fish and soup together. So still Rabbeinu Boruch is matter. V'ach milse dogim shehuska bitur pirush b'Yosef v'Ramo shiniru ha-dogim n'machves likor v'chashino shemnishar ben ha-tome v'chemishikos afto l'ir v'chein mashma pirush ba'agoy ishar edur ashev isu l'ir v'chein b'divrei mashal tu egel anoshe simen dalet u'temua v'fi zeh mashikos bitur ha-shor shebimachves ho'ilui mashebikor. So he just is mitayik from the lotion of the tour, the taz, that the Torah does not have reference to such a case, because the Lashon of the Torah is as follows. Now, again, Kosa v'sivah mitzvahs, dogim tamim shenizvashlo v'nimtzo ben doktomet, יש ישרים אפילו מכיר לזה כי היא שמח לבטר לפי שכשמער הם על מחם המוצאים בספרירו עם הפעמים נשאר עד אוקטומה עם חוף ולמה מדוגן ונסרו וחיצרים המים ונגים לכל הדוגן ויש מתירים מפני שאיסום חוף ולמה שנשארים טיילים ברי תרובס כי נשאר יכולים הבריה מבוטו אלו בבריה של נסרו מחמס עצמו ולוי שנסרו מחמס בלי הסיס אחר וחיצרים ועשרים השור שבמחמס אף על פי שנגים בהם המים So the Taz is explanation. Bish leimei for you visualize the tzio, the bach and the drishe and the shach visualizes the drishe in reference to the case where he spills out from all the soup into a vessel, so in the vessel. So mimele, so and then he. Then once he pours out all the soup into a separate kelim, so then he puts the vessel in the right position and the last batch, the 59 fishes that became moser, become mixed up with the rest of the fishes. So then we can understand the washing in the Torah, the Lishenesa Machmas. Hello, the Kirishai Khlima Bari Ribotol, the Bari Shinestro Mahmasatmo, the Lushinessa Mahmas via Sisa Rachir, the Hifrim Vinskin, Hashor Shebimachves. Hashor Shebimachves. Because he doesn't pour it out, he doesn't dump the fishes into a car. But according to the Bes Yosef Tzio, that the last batch is being poured into the car. So then the Rivol asks, why does he ask her? Because the 59 fishes that became osar in the gdeire, when they are poured, when they are dumped into the kare, they asar the 140 fishes that are muta in the kare. So then you should say. ורואי שמסע מחמס בלי הסיסר אחר ואין חזרים ואין סחין השור שביקרה according to בס יוסף סיור he should say וחזרים ואין סחין השור שביקרה because the bulk of the fishes was already dumped into the car and he says ואין חזרים ואין סחין השור שבמחמס thus implying all the fishes are in the מחמס מחמס that's the frying pan you see the cooking pan So in other words, since he says v'chizrim v'yitzchim ashor shebemachmes, that implies that all the fishes are still in the machmes. Machmes is the kelim that stands on the fire, the frying pot. You see. So the v'yitzchim ashor shebemachmes. So according to the Bes Yosef Tzio, so the bulk of the fishes was already dumped out of the machmes. It's already in the kare, and the river and the smaguaser. All the fishes. Why? Because when he dumps the 59 fishes from the gdeira into the kare that already has 141 fishes in the kare for a long time, so the 141 become osa. So you should say the chizrim veyischin hashor shebikare, not hashor shebimachves. So the fact that he uses the lashon hashor shebimachves indicates that all the fishes still remain the machves that conforms to the tzio of the Bach and the Drishe, not the tzio of the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the Marshal. This is what it says. ותמוע לפי זה מה שחושב ביטוי השור שבמחווס או יורי מה שביקר וצורך להתחיל דורך כלומר במה שבו ליקר מהמחווס after all, the source was the machves so true, when he dumps the last batch of 59 fishes into the kare, so then the 141 fishes are already in the kare, but the originally they came from the machves, so that's why he uses the lashon machves. Right. So we don't come, but we don't machves. But we still have that two mayre that dog in nishar be machves. Rak she who akarated v'yish chash shemo nishar atomei bishulei machves. So that it's like the tzio of the Bach. וכמשחסף לילום שמסוותה, הוא ידיד החודם. ומי רחום מזל היקשר פירוש בס יוסף, דיש לעשר מה שביקורה, מכיח העיר הוא שבו מן המחרס. So that's his קשה מבס יוסף. So then the שח says, no, the בס יוסף means that according to רבן ברוך, when רבן ברוך says the dog עם המותר, he means if you peel them, so then they are מותר, but it's certainly also can equip. But the Marshal says, no, even if you don't peel them, you don't have to peel the dog. because it's not yourself. Here is Mivashal Kedi Klipe. No, here is not Mivashal Kedi Klipe. Because here, it is the crazy place, he explains it. Here it's an Iru Shenifsa Kakluach. Only, and true, the Shach says that Iru Shenifsa Kakluach is also Mavliya Kedi Klipe, but it's not Mavliya or Mavli together. And here, not at Asa. The other fishes, so it must accomplish both things. It must be Maflit from the 59 dogim that already became Osea, and it must absorb them into the 141 fishes that are in the Machves or in the Kare, depending upon the Tzio that we visualize. Okay. Dure, the Asmad Vagoyis, Vagoyis, Amerdechai, Vantu, the Hilchad Yiro, Ritiv, Mitchilo, Likli. So we have to remember that the Shach visualizes the Tzio when he just pours out the soup into a kele, all the soup, the Ritev, he pours into one kele, and then the dogim remain, all the dogim remain in the gder in which they were cooked. But as he pours the soup, so he bends the gder. So as he bends the gder, in order to pour out the soup, so Mele at one point in the process of dumping, so the bulk of the fish is on the Deifen here, and there is a small patch of fish with a little bit of Reitev that is still here at one point. Then even the little bit of Reitev that is still in the Shalayim is dumped out. And after that, he puts the pot in a right position. This is how, that's the tzio that the Bach, the Drishe, the Shach visualize. So we have to remember, because the tzio of the Bes Yosef is that he pours fish and soup into the car, but that's not the tzio of the Shach. All right. The Heichad Yiro Areite Mitchilo Likli V'lo Yadogi. So in other words, that means all the soup, according to the tzio of the Bach and the Shach, was poured into a separate kele. And then he puts the kele back on each line in a right position. So afil hoche kul masurim, according to the Rivo, the chen shishim, shemo nishar adog atomei, bitzad mato, biseiv, kishem ismayit oreitiv al yiru. So you see, he tries not to let any dogim come out from the gdeiro, just the soup. But he has to bend. He has to bend the kele, the gdeiro. So while the bulk of the soup is already out, and the bulk of the fish is not out, but it's on the deifen over here. So there is a small patch of fish right here on the shalayim, together with a little bit of reitev. But the bulk of the soup is already into the kele, and the bulk of the fish is still in the gdeire, but on the date of the gdeire, not in the shalayim. Only a relatively small number of fishes are still in the shalayim together with the mute rate. So at that time, you cannot be mitzari with these fish that are still in the shalayim. So maybe there is no shishim. Negative the dactum, and maybe the dactum remained in the last batch. We don't know. There are two possibilities. One possibility is that the dactum came out with the bulk. Is together with the bulk of the fish on the day. The other possibility is that the dactum remained in the shalayim with the small number of fishes and the mute of rate. So maybe there is no shishim, because it's possible that at the shalayim at this point. So there might be, let's say, 141 fishes here on the Deifen, and on the Shalayim, let's say, 59 fishes, plus the Dr. May with the mute of Reitev. So there is no shishim. So Mele, all the 59 fishes become Osa at that point. Shemonisha, Dr. Mele, Zabate, Besef, Shismai, Tarit, Aliru, Imiat, Mayim, Reitev, Im Chof, Ulam, Dogi, Oyeiseya. In other words, it can be 20, 30, up to 59 at Pachet Mishishim, because if there were 60 fishes, so then it's all right, then there is no problem. So then the doctor becomes both. Pachet Mishishim, Vim Kein Les Ruiz and Achov Vilamet, apopishe marlip safe colorating. And after that, so at one point in the pouring out of the rite is, so while the bulk of the rite is already in the kele, but there is a mutative remaining in the shalayim together with a small number of fishes and the doctomy with them. But then after that he pours out all the rite. Even that mutative is poured out. So once all the rite is poured out, then he puts it on each shalayim. He puts the kele under there. So these dog in these 59 fishes became osea, and now when he puts it on each shalayim, so there is contact between the fishes that were here, let's say the 141 fishes that were here on the Deifen, and the 59 fishes that were here on the Shalayim. So the Rebbe says, so it becomes. V'imkei nes rois na'achov l'amed, av al pishe ma'ar l'psoif kol ha'reitev l'kli, shekol isen dogim shechutz l'reitev l'itzad mailo, el mitztav l'vate, kim shem chutz l'reitev. V'akein, the question is, but after all, according to this CEO, so that means that all the dogim always remain. Let's say the 200 dogim remained in the gdeir all the time, but at one point, so they were located in two separate places. A mute of dogim, and we mute the vreitev here on the shalayim, and the bulk of the dogim without a narrative here, and between there was vacant space. So, but they're all in the same dere. But it doesn't make any difference that they were all in the same dere. As long as they were not together, there was vacant space between the dogim in the shalayim and the dogim here. So, we cannot be mitzure. We cannot say the rishishim, because all together in the dere there were 200 dogim as against one doctomy. The answer is they were not mitzurev together. You had one batch here, and then the big batch you had here. So, they're not mitzurev. She called his dog in Shechutz L'Reitev, it's at Milo, and he stopped with what he did in Shechutz L'Reitev. V'hakein chizr neis ha-machov v'lamed v'yisrim, b'nigos on asho dog in Shechutz L'Machves, she'munochim aleim b'machves, b'in dem cham, oi she'misal v'machves eis on Shechutz L'Reitza, v'isad Milo, v'moysin she'yub miut mai, v'isad matu she'besei, הוניו, עד שמייתי חקל זה בזה, אם כן עסוקו, איזה שיטה דריבו, וידעס רבי נברוך, בעל ספר התרומה וסייאלתי שהביאו כל הפוסקים לשום, ומסכים לדייתו, דמי דלייתי למחש, granted, so רבי נברוך says, granted that we have to anticipate this possibility, that the doctor may remain in the last batch, but still, and that there were 59 dogs, so we anticipate a maximum, that became osea in the shalayim, but then when he puts the gdeiro on each shalayim in an erect position, so then there is a taruves of yovish v'yovish of 59 dogim asurim as against 141 dogim mutorim. So it's rov, it's potable rov. The nesre vedek l'mechaz nesre hachov v'yal halama shibisei v'yiru mikol mokim telim rei. לפי שדרך לי ישר בידו מקטן, וישריב נגד איסו שנעשו, וניסון שנעשרים, חיזרים ואיסו משהו בגיוסו, דחיבן די ניסור המחמסה עצמו. But the question is, but then when he puts the gdeiro in erect position on each line, so then there is negia, there is contact between the 59 that became osea already, and the others. So the others should also become osea. So the answer is no. Since the 59 dogim that became osa are not osa machmasa atzmo, because the only dog that is osa machmasa is the dog tomei. That dog tomei is identified, so that is thrown away. And the other dogim, the 59, are not osa machmasa atzmo, but machmasa belua shebiseichei. So in belua yitzei belereitei, except if it's a shomei. So then the Rashba shita is that it is yitzei belereitei, but here it's not in the shomei. This doctor is not the Dalai Shami. Some in Meile, he doesn't ask. So he says, in Chizr, the Chim, the Nisur, Machosatz, and Chizr, and Vesr, and Reitiv, and his boy, and Simi, and Kofesiv, Zayin. Uchvoriro, Koloritiv, Lipsiv, Likli, Uvikor, Rekerit. So in other words, so this, Ina, Meoriti, Shivikor, Klasik, Lishen. In other words, the Shach has reference to two situations. One situation is where he, let's say, uh, מביא כל הרגל לסייך מקלי, וביקורו לא קראתי. אינמה, הוריתי שביקורו כבר נעצה קלישני ומסרס כלל. So what he says now, the point is this. It's true that he puts the gdeiro on his shulai, but he's not going to keep it there all the time. So after he puts the gdeiro on the shulai, he'll certainly dump out the fishes from the gdeiro. He'll put it in the karo. I mean, why did he cook the fish? To be kept in the gdeiro all the time? Certainly not. So in other words, so then when he puts it in the, after he puts it on the shulai, so then he has to take out the fish. So then when he puts it in the karo, so, and the karo has the reitev, so then it will become osea. So he says, he visualizes two situations. One situation is that the reitev was dumped into one karo, and then the fish, after he puts the gdeiro on each line, and then he empties them out into the karo, he puts it in another karo, in another keilah. So the fish he puts in the keilah that doesn't have the trade. And even if he decides to dump, after he puts the gdeiro on each line, he decides to dump the fishes into the same karo that has the reitev, so it doesn't become osar either. Why? Because at that time, the reitev is a reitev klisheni, and since the halacha is that in bolua yeitzei bil reitev, so that means that even with reitev bolua is not yeitzei. And if the reitev is niklisheni, so when can be bolua yeitzei michticha lichticha? If the reitev is niklavish, so maybe it doesn't matter where. So of course he's certainly going to empty out after he puts the keil the gdeiro on each line. He's going to empty them out, to empty out the fishes. But either he will empty it out into a separate karo that has no reitev, or another tzio, where even if he decides to empty out all the fishes into the same karo into which he poured out the reitev before, and even though the reitev is still hot, it's still yatzeledes, it doesn't become osar either. Why? Because it's already klisheni. So even though it's Yatzeledes, but klisheni is not mivashil, some mele, it's considered as if there had been no reitev. Because in order that belua should be yetzei michticha lichticha, so it's necessary that there should be reitev, and that the reitev should be niklavish. But if the reitev is niklisheni, then belua is not yetzei. This is what he said. אם נאמר הריש וקורא כנסת בשני וניסר הספל וכמי שכספתי בשני קופי סיכון ד' אם כן הוא ניסר ולא ביובש ופתלם ברוב. So it's only a תרובס of יובש ביובש. So it's but ברוב. So but ברוב. אבל אם נישה. Now one second. Now we have to discuss something else. So this is the tzio that the shach and the bach and the drisha visualize. So that's the shite of what? Of the balatrum. The Rabin Borg. Now, the Rivo is chilek. Why is the Rivo chilek? It seems that Rabbeinu Baruch is right. Why should all the fish become moser? After all, even if we anticipate the maximum, that the Doktomei remained in the last batch, after the last moment, and that together with the Doktomei, there was also the maximum, that Kudasa, that's 59 dogim. So 59 dogim became moser. But then he puts it on each line, so without the narrative. So in the tradition, when he puts it on each line, there is contact, but there is no reitev. So how can it become osir? Why does the Rivo say that it is osir? So the Bach says that the Rivo shita is, now we learned in Simen Kufei, as in Doma Poshut, that's the shita of the Rashba, that Belua is not yitzei bilei reitev, except if it is a shom. But if it's not a shomei, so that we learned in Simen Kufei Siv Zayin, Hodich Tichasisa Riseres Chavato Bin Giyoso Davke Kishi Isur Amachmas Atzmo Ginevelo Ibosa Becholo Avul Min Bo Yisar Oma Shebola Memo Kemacher Eini Iseres Acheres Ani Gazbo Afilu Im Nitzmu Yachat Bamed Bo Amurim Kishibol Yisa Sheni Mifatea Avul Bolo Min Advorim Amifabim Bitivo Amken Shumen Iseres Chavato Bein Bitzli Bein Gazbo. So that the shit is a Rajma. In other words, the Belua is not Yeitzei, if it's kochush, if it's not John. And here we are dealing with the doctomy that is kosher. So it's not Yetzeh. So the question is, so why is the Rivo Chilik HaRabin Baruch? So the Bach says that the Rivo is Chilik and the Raji. And the Rivo holds that while Beluah, if it is Idom HaKochush, is not Yetzeh B'Lirateiv to Asar it completely, but to Asar K'Viklipe, it can be Yetzeh even if it is Kochush. Now, this is not the way we pass, because the Mechaber and the Ramor both pass in Siman Kufay, Siv Zayin, that Beluah is not Yetzeh, Beluah is Kochush, is not Yetzeh Nechticho Lechticho B'Lirateiv. And not, it doesn't even, it's not even Yetzeh to the extent of Iklipo. Nothing at all. But the Shita of the Rivo is that Beluah can be Yetzeh without Reitiv Kedekli. With Reitiv, so it's Yetzeh completely. But without Reitiv, it cannot be Nivla completely into the other Chtich. But Kedeklipo, it can be Nivla. That's the Shita of the Rivo. And the Bach says that when the Rivo is chilek and Rabin Baruch, it's not that the river holds that the other fishes become osah completely. That the other fishes become osah kedekli. Become osah kedekli, the other fishes. So, all right. So that is the machlekes between the river and Rabin Baruch. All right. Now. So he says, "In Amar Ritu should be called an Asik Lishen." Even he says, "Well, in King Nisar will be Yovin Shetil Dvar." Avol, in Nisha Miatmayim v'Reitei v'Machves. But suppose he dumps, he empties out the bulk of the Reitei. He empties out the bulk of the Reitei with a mild of dogging and the mild of Reitei remaining at that stage, at that point. In the remaining in the shrine, and then before he empties out the last bit of the last quantity of Reitev, so he puts it on the shrine. So then, such a case, so then everything becomes osah, because through the bulk of the Reitev was already spilled out, but a new Reitev still remained. So now when he comes back